This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You found it. This is the tip of the spear when it comes to news and information. And that is why we are the most censored news organization in the West, potentially in the world, in the history of the United States. And that's not because we're crazy or loony or wrong. It's because we're a threat to the establishment, specifically the corporate media that has their little minions like Oliver Darcy and Brian Stelter. Hi, guys. Tuned in every day to find something and some platform to get us banned from. And the latest new way they censor us is with a pre-screening that they're calling NewsGuard. Here's Greg Reese with that report.
A new Chrome extension called NewsGuard claims to restore trust and accountability by telling you what websites are lying to you and which ones are telling the truth. They provide a NewsGuard shield displayed in the top of your Chrome browser that signals green if a website is trying to get it right, and red if it has an agenda or knowingly publishes falsehoods or propaganda. Interestingly enough, the NewsGuard shield shows red on every website that questions the establishment narrative, and shows green on every website that supports the establishment narrative. For example, establishment news site Forbes praises NewsGuard, saying NewsGuard gets a leg up in the war on real fake news, and Forbes gets a green shield from NewsGuard. RT, a website that often questions the establishment narrative, posts an article that is critical of NewsGuard, and RT gets a red shield from NewsGuard. On their website, NewsGuard asks, "Why trust us?" And when we look at their advisory board, we see Richard Stengel, who proudly described himself to the Council on Foreign Relations as a propagandist.
My old job at the State Department was what people used to joke as the chief propagandist job. We haven't talked about propaganda. Propaganda, I'm not against propaganda. Every country does it, and they have to do it to their own population, and I don't necessarily think it's that awful.
We see retired General Michael Hayden, former director of the CIA and NSA, who has made multiple media appearances where he exclaims a clear, strong bias against President Trump. And at a press conference in July of 2018, the White House press secretary told reporters that in addition to revoking Brennan's security clearance, the president is considered revoking clearances for Director James Comey, James Clapper, Michael Hayden, Susan Rice, and Andrew McCabe. NewsGuard is like a new version of Snopes.com, except rather than being run by one shady character, NewsGuard is run by a slew of establishment swamp creatures, such as Gordon Krovitz of the Council on Foreign Relations, and former Secretary of Homeland Security, Tom Ridge. NewsGuard tells you what to believe so that you don't have to bother with the basic responsibility of due diligence. The ruse is obvious to those thinking for themselves, but NewsGuard is only trying to corral the few sheeple the establishment have left in their stables. They will only succeed at placating their ignorant flock. So one has to ask, how does the establishment plan to deal with those of us who think for ourselves? This is Greg Reese for NewsWars.com.
That's right. Let someone else decide what's news. Let someone else decide what's real. You can't trust yourself after all. Don't trust your own eyes. Don't trust your own ears. Trust the unseen.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happy's is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happy's can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happy's can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, it's the same thing that we all already knew. But going back down this road just to remind us of the environment we're in and the elements and the surroundings is what we have to do. And when you now have pretty much everyone, it's not just BuzzFeed admitting that, yeah, we have no evidence of Trump-Russia collusion. I mean, just about every news outlet, I mean, even Eric Swalwell goes on CNN and admits, yeah, I've seen nothing, even though he says he has it all. So it's this amazing con game they play. And Russian collusion, of course, is just one instance, one example. But think about the state of our country, when you have hundreds of congressmen and women, dozens if not hundreds of people in the media that are so overwhelmed by hatred, so overwhelmed by disgust, that they knowingly go along with a false narrative, Russian collusion, simply because they hate you. And they hate that you elected Donald Trump. And the bitterness turns into total hysteria. The good news is, from an anonymous source that wrote an op-ed in the Daily Caller, there are 15%, if you call that good news, 15% of the men and women in Congress actually care. And are actually patriots. Of course, you know, you can count maybe 0% of Democrats for that statistic. Thought maybe Tulsi Gabbard, but she goes with the whole PC thing, so she's out. But Jim Jordan is one of the congressmen that's really doing his job, but just doing your job in Congress now makes you almost a hero, a legend in modern times. And so while the Democrats and the mainstream media are sitting here figuring the latest way they can spin up some hysteria over Russian collusion, it'll be Michael Cohen today, it'll be the dossier tomorrow, it'll be who knows next week. Let's not forget that you also have the Democrats doing anything and everything they can to stop a wall at the border, where I've got a ton of stories today that I could get to about why we need a wall. But let's just remind ourselves the total scumbaggery of the Democrat Party, broken down so eloquently by Jim Jordan in Congress yesterday.
Today's left has taken the most radical positions in American history. They applaud Kaepernick when he disrespects the flag. They embrace Governor Cuomo when he says America was never that great.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
And they cheer on Maxine Waters when she says go out and harass anyone who supports the president.
If you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
Today's left thinks that America's just another country. Just one of the 190-some countries on the planet. United States of America is not just another country. It's the greatest nation in history that has done more good for more people than any country ever. A special place where people from all over the world, all shapes, all sizes, all colors, all talents come to so they can chase down their goals, chase down their dreams, make life better for themselves and their family. That's this country. A special place where people come and respect the Constitution, cherish the Bill of Rights, and embrace the rule of law. Democrat Congressman Blumenauer said, abolish ICE. Secretary Clinton, when she was running for the highest office in the land, said we need a borderless hemisphere.
We've learned from the WikiLeaks that you said this, and I want to quote, my dream is a hemispheric common market with open trade and open borders.
I will continue speaking out for comprehensive immigration reform. I think the people who are here deserve a path to citizenship.
Speaker Pelosi said walls are immoral.
A wall is an immorality.
Just last week, Stacey Abrams, governor candidate, the state of Georgia, said non-citizens should be able to vote. Think about that.
So in some cases you would be supportive of non-citizens?
I wouldn't oppose it.
She wouldn't oppose it. Sounds like she is open to non-citizens voting in local elections.
Americans believe that borders need to be strong. We believe that there's a difference, a big difference between legal immigration and illegal immigration. And Americans and Republicans in the House Freedom Caucus believe that a border security wall will help stop drug problem, the gang problem, and the human trafficking problem.
You know, it's hard to come on here and to voice the concern that I have. It's hard to come on here and voice all the issues that are going on right now. But the real challenge is not for me to figure out how to voice this, but to figure out what it's going to take for the common man in America, what it's going to take for the average American citizen to wake up and realize there is some serious trouble afoot. I mean, let's just look at three stories right now that are all huge. There are just three stories in a smattering. A total fake news story, Russian collusion, that has one side of the aisle totally convinced Donald Trump and his associates are all going to be in jail. That's where they're at for Russian collusion, a total fake news narrative, 100% hoax, unless you're talking about Hillary Clinton. You've got a wide open border and a humanitarian crisis at the border, not even mentioning the humanitarian crisis you have in California right now, which we'll cover that. So a total disaster happening at the border right now. The Democrats want to do nothing about it. You have the total attack on free speech in the West right now, where you've probably seen the story from Free Press about how they want Alex Jones off the air. They got a news story today, ladies and gentlemen, responding to this. Free Press versus hate. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones is so racist, homophobic, and xenophobic that Apple, Facebook, Spotify, Twitter, and YouTube banned him and his show InfoWars from their sites in 2018. But now he's returned to Facebook with multiple new pages, and the social media giant has allowed him to resume profiting off lies and hate. That's from the Free Speech Net 2 days ago. Now they've launched another petition to have us banned off everything else anywhere we exist, And again, this is from the free press that want us shut down. And then you have the Council on Foreign Relations and Michael Hayden and others giving you news screenings and telling you what you can trust and what you can't trust, because after all, you can't trust yourself. That's what they're really saying. Don't trust yourself, trust us. Which is exactly what a tyrant would say. Exactly what an authoritarian would say. Exactly what a totalitarian would say. Exactly what a blood-sucking demon would say. And so that's where we're at today. Now, Alex Jones is going to be joining us in not too long with breaking news and some other developments that he's going to bring on here. So Alex Jones will be joining us before we sign off here on the Alex Jones Show today on this Friday, the 18th of January, 2019. We also have Andrew Lawrence coming up, who confronted the racist Professor Irami Frimpong. And then Andrew Tate, the MMA fighter, who you've probably heard of lately, dealing with a vaccine issue and other such things. Nick Begich in the fourth hour. This is all on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won.
I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, I'm not one that really feels pressure or nervous or ever starstruck or anything like that, but there's a weight to try to properly put this information out there, and the challenge is to just really somehow translate the gravity of the situation we're in. I know the average audience member knows this, but this should be a no-brainer. For example, the crew just brought me some news stories, because I'm about to go to this clip. BuzzFeed reporter admits, you know, there's no Russian collusion. In fact, you know, we ought to get the Van Jones undercover tape, too, where Van Jones says that the Russian collusion thing's a nothing burger. Let's get the CNN producer. These are Project Veritas tapes. Let's get the CNN producer admitting CNN has no journalistic integrity. They laugh about it. It's all about giving you the Trump hate because that's what they think their audience wants. But, I mean, what am I supposed to say? How am I supposed to properly disseminate this information if you can't already see it for yourself? Does that make sense? It's like, if you are looking at a painting, let's say you're looking at a famous Rembrandt, and we're both looking at it, like, how do I explain it to you if you can't already see it? I mean, it's shocking when even Snopes admits. This is from the fact checker Snopes. Did Hillary Clinton tell FBI's Robert Mueller to deliver uranium to Russians in 2009 secret tarmac meeting? The answer is yes. But why stop there? The New York Times documented the whole thing in a 17-page report in April of 2015. How Hillary Clinton made Russia's Vladimir Putin the number one possessor of enriched uranium. Thank you, Hillary. But what do you get all day on the news? Trump, Russia, Trump, Russia, Trump, Russia. All fake. What do you get from these reporters? Michael Cohen, Roger Stone, Paul Manafort, Jerry Corsi. Where's the Russian collusion? So that's a political witch hunt that's landed people in jail, solitary confinement. Hillary Clinton walks free. One of the biggest criminals, if not the biggest criminal in the history of the United States government. Maybe Obama. But let's go to this clip of a BuzzFeed reporter admitting, just like the rest of them, I mean, Swalwell goes on TV and admits they got nothing now, even though he claims he has something. He admits he really has nothing. So here's the BuzzFeed reporter admitting, well, there really is no Russian collusion, but we're still going to report on it all day.
You tell us, Anthony, the evidence. I know that in the report you say that you have spoken, you have two law enforcement sources who tell you that they have seen.
Who are these people?
Texts, emails, a cache of other documents, maybe transcripts with other witnesses in Trump Organization that Donald Trump pressured Michael Cohen to lie. He suborned perjury. Have you seen any of that other corroborating evidence?
No, I've not seen it personally, but the folks that we've talked to, the two officials that we've spoken to are
fully 100% read in to that aspect of the special counsel.
Yeah, he's talking about Eric Swalwell and Adam Schiff. Two liars. Two Democrat henchmen out in California. You know what goes on out there, folks. Do I really need to spell it out for you? Do you know what goes on in Adam Schiff's district, folks? You know what happens at Ed Buck's house? So, again, I mean, I know it's all fake. I know who these people are. But what can I do? How can I properly spread this information, which is not my opinion, okay? But you go to the source. But you have the entire nation in a tizzy now over fake Russian collusion. And you know, you really want to know how on a razor's edge this country is? If you go to the right side of the political aisle in America, what do you get? Which is the majority, by the way. It's really not even close. That's one of the biggest con jobs the media is pulling on us right now, is that Trump's base and conservatism and America First isn't the majority opinion. It's a supermajority. Unless you're in, you know, L.A. or New York. But just think about what it means to have a media and a Democrat Party knowingly lie to you for 2 years. Think about what it means that they try to censor any news organization that goes against their lies. Think about a Democrat Party that wants to put Trump in jail for Russian collusion, even though it's all, literally all of it, is Hillary Clinton and the Democrats. But let me get back to my point. Here's how on a razor's edge this country is right now. If you go to the political right in this country, what are they saying? What do they want? Forget the wall and all the other political footballs out there. Let's really get down to firebrand politics at the very motivating factor for why people are so upset right now with the Democrat Party. If you go to the political right, what do people want? Hillary Clinton in jail, Barack Obama in jail, just let's say the deep state in jail for all the crimes that they've committed. So right now, that's where you're at on the political right. Put all these people in jail for the crimes we know they committed. And it's all on record. That's just, I mean, again, the Uranium One deal, that's one thing. Hillary Clinton using Russian intelligence to make a fake dossier, that's another thing. The Obama administration using that dossier to spy on the Trump campaign illegally, that's another thing. But that's all on record. That's all admitted. But then let's go to the political left of the aisle in America. And what do they say? They want Trump in jail. They want all of Trump's associates in jail. They want Trump impeached. They think he's a Russian asset. They think he's treasonous. They think he's putting kids in cages. They think all the worst things that you've heard. So if you go to the firebrand political conservative and the firebrand political progressive liberal, they both want their opposition in jail. And they're both waiting for it to happen because, of course, well, yeah, we know that James Comey perjured himself. We know that Sundar Pichai perjured himself. We know that Hillary Clinton made Vladimir Putin the number one possessor of enriched uranium in the world like he wanted to be. But if you're on the left, they know that Trump colluded with Russia. They know that it was Trump's administration that stole the election. They know it was all bad. And both sides are just waiting for the opposition to get in jail. Just waiting for the opposition to get in jail. And none of it happens.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance endurance, energy, and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Yeah, I feel like I've just been a babbling brook up here trying to explain this information, but, I mean, again, if you can't see how the Democrats are total frauds, then, you know, I don't know what to do. So I'm going to try to get focused here and just hit these news stories. We've got Alex Jones coming up here in not too long with breaking news, and then Roger Stone is going to be joining us in the third hour as well, because I'm telling you folks, there's major developments happening in D.C. right now, and there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes that I don't know how much Roger's going to want to talk about, but he's going to be coming on at 1:06. Now, before I try to focus and get to some of this news that is happening right now, let me remind you about InfoWarsStore.com. Now, you have seen what Alex Jones has done in the last 2 years to expand InfoWars
bring more content to Infowars.com, just produce more content in general, more live streams, obviously 10 hours live a day, the new studios, everything you're seeing, the new products. And it's all possible with your support at InfowarsStore.com. And this is pretty much the last main vein that we have to market. So when they shut us off of all of these platforms, we lose the ability to reach those audiences that may have given up trying to find us, may not know where to find us, still looking where to find us, or just can't find us for the first time ever. And so it's really just the continued sustained support from the audience over the last decade since Alex has been doing the show that makes it all possible. So we've got specials at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. Super Male Vitality, which is in its final run. That's the final run of Super Male Vitality. It will be extinct after this. So get your final run of Super Male Vitality for 50% off before it's too late. 50% off bodies at InfoWarsStore.com. One of the newest and most popular supplements that we have. Go read all the reviews for yourself. 97% five-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. $50 off the Alexa Pure water filtration system. If you're not filtering your water yet, why? What are you waiting for? Just go do the research into that for yourself. Not just the chemicals that they add to the water that are no good, the fluoride, but look at the glyphosates that get in the water. Look at the other toxic chemicals that have been found in the water, like lead. Go on the internet and look at some places where the water is so contaminated, they can light it on fire. It's combustible. So why would you not be filtering your water with the Alexa Pure Pro water filtration system at InfoWarsStore.com? So check it all out. The products you want, the products you need, not to mention the t-shirts, the hats, the emergency food supplies. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Makes everything we do here possible, and we want to continue to do more, but it's frustrating because they continue to you know, amputate every tentacle that we have. So it's like, I don't know, something's got to give when that comes to, it's like, does InfoWars.com just become massive, or are they just going to let us back on their social media platforms? Well, I doubt the latter happens. So it's all about you sharing the links, though, at the end of the day, folks, because they won't let us on social media. So they won't let us market ourselves, so we rely on you to market for us and, of course, to shop at InfoWarsStore.com. And you do a great job. The InfoWars Army is amazing. A lot of people organize at infocoms.org. That's how you can meet fellow InfoWarriors. People go out and hold signs, go to events with their InfoWars gear on to raise awareness and to spread the news of the broadcast. So I thank everybody that does that. And you get to see how we produce more content. The Women's March is this weekend in D.C., and we will be there with multiple reporters. Now, you can imagine the type of stuff we may see at the Women's March. If it's anything like last year, we'll end up back on DrudgeReport.com. Now, let me just focus and get to some of this news. Where to begin? Well, again, BuzzFeed reporter admits he hasn't seen any evidence to validate Trump Tower story. Of course, this is the same BuzzFeed that took the knowingly fabricated Russian dossier, published it as if it were real, even though they admitted it wasn't real, and then, of course, well, you know the rest of the story. President Trump just dunked on Nancy Pelosi. This is at InfoWars.com, Michael Snyder, End of the American Dream. President Trump just dunked on Nancy Pelosi with a power move that has never happened in the annals of congressional history. Yeah, and then it turned out to be quite an awkward moment for the Democrats after Trump canceled Pelosi's flight an hour before takeoff. And then what happened? They were driving around in circles in Washington, D.C. because they didn't know what to do. Just pathetic. Just pathetic. In fact, I think we have some B-roll of that. The stranded bus that had Pelosi and Schiff. I mean, it's one of the most awkward things. So they cancel the trip. They're all on this bus, and they're doing circles around D.C. The media knows it.
So the media is kind of following him around. They're kind of hopping in and off the bus. And it really just kind of personifies who these people are. They're nothing. Just drive around the bus, you know, and walk around D.C. like, oh, yeah, this is just what we do. Meanwhile, they're still collecting a paycheck. How do you like that? Jim Jordan's inspiring speech electrifies the internet. That's at Infowars.com. We played that in the first segment. Free Press, literally the name of the organization is Free Press, is totally out to get Alex Jones, and they're doubling and tripling down on it, even though everyone that follows the Free Press is like, wait, you're Free Press. Why are you attacking Infowars? Why are you attacking Alex Jones? Aren't you for Free Press? Well, they're saying, no, we are not Free Press. So that's just what they're saying now. We just don't have the right to exist. We don't have the right to broadcast. We don't have the right to be on social media. Just shut us down because we're so hateful. You know, by the way, I honestly cannot even fathom the mind of a modern day leftist. Because there's so many things, I mean, the mental gymnastics that they have to do in their head, I cannot even comprehend. Think about it like this. Let's just give one example of something that's trending recently. Having a beard is considered toxic masculinity. You right? You have a beard, toxic masculinity. Okay, shave your beard, says your life. Again, I'm not trying to be hateful here, but let's just point out facts. So are Muslim men going to have to shave their beards? Are Muslim men toxic masculinists? I mean, really, if you want to look at anything that personifies toxic masculinity, it would be the old 17th century Islam that a lot of these people are still practicing. Someone asked me, because they sent me a video from back in 2017 when Steven Crowder went to a bunch of Muslim bakeries and asked them to make gay cakes. They all turned them down. Did it make national news? Nah. Was there a lawsuit? Nah. And then someone asked, I forget the imam on Twitter, are there any Muslims, are there any places in the religion of Islam where you can have a gay marriage? And the imam said, yes, at the top of the roof before they push you off. But this is what the left is inviting into America because they're tolerant and loving. But see, that's what I'm saying. It's the mental gymnastics that these people do. And so now the DNC, which never was actually an official sponsor or anything with the Women's March, the DNC says we disavow the Women's March for anti-Semitism, even though they were never a sponsor or anything with the Women's March. They were never officially connected to it. They disavow it for anti-Semitism. Why? Because Linda Sarsour is an Israel Jew hater. Linda Cockroach. That's what her name translates to. Well, it's beautiful cockroach. But so is the DNC going to disavow Ilhan Omar because she has a map in her office that doesn't even have Israel on it, just Palestine? Is the DNC going to disavow Rashida Tlaib, who also says Israel has no right to exist? So do you see the mental gymnastics these people have to do? And it doesn't stop there. I mean, it goes everything with these people. Hillary Clinton colluding with Russia, giving Putin the Uranium One deal. I mean, it's everything.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever.
John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Folks, we're going to be getting breaking news here shortly from Alex Jones, and I just want to explain something in case people can't fully understand what the censorship has done. Alex is busy dealing with a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. Obviously, a lot of this stuff kind of goes into the public with the news they talk about with the lawsuits and everything, obviously the attack on us, censoring us and everything. So what they've done is they've basically put Alex into a box where the only place where he can, at the flick of a switch, reach a million people is right here. So he can't go live on YouTube and reach a million people with a message. He can't go live on Facebook or Twitter and reach a million people with a message in the flick of a switch like he used to be able to do. So, you know, when he's out doing stuff behind the scenes, dealing with all of this stuff, on a day like today, it's super frustrating for him because he's got breaking news, there's major developments happening, and he has to try to deal with everything behind the scenes and somehow get the message into the Alex Jones Show, because this is where they've boxed him into, the last place he can go to get millions of people to hear his message. So we got an emergency message coming up from Alex shortly, and he's going to be joining us before the end of the show. And we've got some other stuff I'm going to get to with some guests coming up as well. But I just got this story handed to me. suspect attacks Arizona officer charged with terrorism. And I don't even know what you want to say. It was like just this humbling moment, but it was really it just grounded me in how ridiculous it all really is. Because in the last year, think about this. In the last year, the biggest news story has pretty much been the same as far as what the mainstream media wants to push, and that's Trump bad. Whether that's Russian collusion, government shutdown, whatever. Trump bad is the main story, right? Trump is the worst thing ever. I mean, you know, you've heard it all. In the last year, do you know that there have been multiple major terror attacks thwarted in this country? Last 4th of July, you had a radical leftist that was attempting to blow up a 4th of July parade in Cleveland. You had a compound in New Mexico where two jihadis were training children how to go into schools and murder children. They also ritualistically sacrificed a child. No big deal. There was a huge story. Was it yesterday? 2 days ago? I mean, it's like a blip on the radar. They just stopped another major terror attack from happening. There was some guy trying to bomb the White House. But this is like, oh, just a blip on the radar. Just, oh, terrorist tries to bomb the White House. Okay, moving on. And so now this comes out today. Suspect attacks Arizona officer charged with multiple accounts of terrorism. And, of course, it's a suspected jihadist. They believe it could be ISIS-inspired. And he's got his nice toxic masculine, beard, too, which is bad, unless it's a Muslim, I suppose. It's a white male. Your beard's toxic. If it's a Muslim, then it's loving. So, I mean, I'm just sitting here like, oh, my God. We get nothing. You get multiple terror attacks thwarted. Could be major terror attacks. I mean, who knows what's going on here? A terror compound in New Mexico with dead children. And you get nothing. It's like it doesn't even happen. And then, of course, the news story comes out and goes mainstream yesterday. All the prayer rugs found at the border. InfoWars broke that in 2017. We had an interview where the guy was talking about finding all these prayer rugs. I don't know what the hell's going on. We claim to be at war with Islam. We're in seven different Islamic countries. You know, the Border Patrol says we get people from 48 different countries coming across the border here nearly every day. You don't think that some of these Muslim countries we've been bombing for years might try to slip some jihadis across that wide open border? But it doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter if they thwart a terror attack attempted on a 4th of July parade. It doesn't even matter if they thwart a terror attack attempted on the White House. Oh, was it? What was the one? So they found some like a bomb that weighed like a ton in some guy's backyard that he was trying to blow up. I think that was in D.C., You have video of armed men walking across the border. This is just, I mean, it's just insane. It's just, this is lunatic society. No common sense, no logic, no reasoning, just whatever's politically advantageous for me, whatever's politically correct for me. Just insane. Ugh. But you know what? The ideological left will end all borders, ladies and gentlemen. And I realized something. What the real role here is on an individual level for someone like myself and for you. The ideological left will end all borders. I'm not just talking about countries, ladies and gentlemen. The ideological left has already ended the borders of human biology. The ideological left has already ended the borders of human sexuality. The ideological left has already ended the borders of the innocence of children. Ending the border of a country is a joke to these people. So, yes, the ideological left will end all borders. And that's the resistance is victory factor, because we have to be a governor on these people. We have to be a check on these people. These people want to dive in head first into a 1-inch deep body of water. And so we're simply saying, look, you're going to dive, and we're probably going to die, so can we at least wait until the water hits like 10 feet before we jump to our death? Like, can we at least try to soften the blow before we jump to our death here? But that's what it is. It's all about ending all borders, the borders of sexuality, the borders of biology, the borders of common sense, the borders of reality even. And see, and I talked about the mental gymnastics of a leftist. I can't even imagine. Of course they these people, all the social constructs that they have in their mind, here's why the average leftist struggles with society, struggles with reality. Because all the social constructs that they have, that they've invented, exist only in their minds. They don't exist in the real world. So, of course, when you go out and you try to apply a leftist ideology to the real world, you're going to be confused and disoriented, which will eventually lead to anger and outrage, which is what we see from these people. Well, of course, inevitably, that's all you're going to get when the social construct that you've created in your mind only exists in your mind. And when you try to apply it to reality, it doesn't work. Of course, you're going to be frustrated. Of course, you're going to be confused. But again, we're just like a governor here. Like, okay, you're going to jump off this cliff. You're going to splatter your brains and guts all over the ground. Okay? You've already decided that. You already decided that's what you want to do with humanity. Okay? We're just sitting here trying to hold them back, saying, let's wait till some of the water builds up before we dive head first. Okay? Let's maybe 5 feet, 10 feet, 20 feet. Maybe we'll survive. But no, these people are ready to go. Jump off! Jump off! Let's jump into that 1-inch deep water right now from 50 feet high. And we're just like, okay, slow down. This jump will lead to our death. No, it won't, you racist! All right, so anyway, folks, we're going to have an emergency message from Alex Jones coming up. I didn't even really get to the news, but it just all feels so trivial to me. Because if the person cannot see what's going on in front of their eyes, as far as the corruption, the lies, and everything, then what good does it do me covering the news? You know, if we don't even care about mass terror attacks being thwarted, if we don't care about all the drugs and terror and crime that comes across the world, I mean, you know, what's the big deal? Illegal voting in Washington D.C., continuing the government funding of Planned Parenthood. New caravans are coming across the border. I mean, who cares? We're going to jump off that cliff to our death anyway. So that's what we've got. So we're going to be joined in the next hour by Andrew Lawrence, who confronted that racist professor who says killing white people is a skill. Okay. And again, whatever. This guy's not going to he's not going to stop me from accomplishing whatever I want to do, whatever. But again, you just have to look at the society and wonder why a statement like that, why you can be racist against white people, it's even trained. But if you reversed it, well, then now all of a sudden it's a non-issue.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.